With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
I mentioned earlier when we were talking about the premiere of Patriots Day, the Mark Wahlberg movie about the marathon bombings, that our good friend, former MBTA police officer Dick Donahue, who was shot in Watertown, was going to the film last night.
Yep.
And Dick is actually on the phone right now, and I wanted to talk to Dick Donahue about the movie last night. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, Greg?
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. You too.
So give me your thoughts. First of all, was it difficult for you to go last night?
Not too much. I'd already, you know, seen a pre-screening, so I knew what was in store, and to be honest, you know, I've lived my life and I've lived through these experiences already, so I think with that in mind and kind of keeping an open mind and a positive mindset, it wasn't really. The hardest part was taking the tea into the city.
Do you feel like Peter Berg, the director, and Mark Wahlberg, that they did a good job? Because I think there was a lot of concern, not only when it comes to marathon survivors and law enforcement and stuff, but concerned by a lot of people in this city that they might not, that it might be too Hollywood. It might not capture that period of time.
Yeah, well, it's something I had to come to terms with myself, that there was going to be, you know, some Hollywoodization, if you will, of the whole story, and just understand that, you know, they're going to take some liberties, and it's part of you know, their job. You know, my job at the time is to be a police officer. Their job today is to make movies and sell tickets and tell a good story and just kind of respect both sides of the equation.
Does somebody play you?
Yes. Yep. Actually, I texted them last night. Unfortunately, he couldn't make the premiere and meet my parents, which would be kind of funny. You know, hey, Mom and Dad, this is Dick Donahue. Dick Donahue, Mom and Dad.
Right.
Who is the actor who plays you, Dick?
Kelby Aiken.
Okay.
Yeah, and local guy.
Did you feel, I mean, good-looking fella, obviously? I mean, in order
well,
to...
They had to get somebody, you know, he's, right? He's about 6 inches taller than me, you know, yeah. Pure steel, so, you know, looks just like... all I said was, you know, tall, handsome, and six-pack abs, just like me.
You're right.
You know?
Right.
It must have been somewhat surreal to see a guy playing you, you know, getting shot, and however they handle it. It must have been a weird experience.
Yeah, I think that part sort of is weird, seeing yourself on screen, especially getting shot. That's something that not a lot of people experience, and it was kind of weird sitting in a big auditorium watching that on the big screen with 1,000 other people. It was kind of funny, if you ask me.
I also heard that there are some tough scenes in the movie.
Absolutely. You know, they kept some things pretty accurate, and if you want to talk about, you know, gory and accurate and dangerous and all that, I think that it captured at least the you know, the marathon finish line was a pretty tough watch. Definitely a tough watch at that part.
Spoiler alert, Dick lives, obviously. But Dick, I had seen your wife Kim had posted something about how it seemed a little ambiguous whether or not you lived in the movie. Is that true?
It is true, and without spoiling too much, there after I get shot, that's all there is. So I was laughing with some of the guys afterwards, you know, like the guy that drove the ambulance to the hospital. I said, hey, good to see you driving me. Oh, wait, they didn't show that.
Oh, they didn't show that part. We don't know what happened.
They didn't show that part.
That's for the sequel. Maybe
right.
That's the sequel.
It's okay. It's okay. We all live through it. So,
yeah.
And obviously I survived. So we have a better story to tell.
Yes, true.
Did you notice anyone or some of the viewers having a tough time?
There were definitely some people that had a you know, there were some extremely emotional scenes, and I know that there were some gasps and some tears and some definitely sighs of relief as folks left the box center.
And the accents. How did you?
Don't get me started.
What,
butchered it.
What did you think? How'd they do?
Horrendous.
Oh really? Oh, that's
my ears hurt. I was trying to block that out. I got to go find a safe space because you just triggered me with your accent.
John Goodman, did he do a good job or was it too over the top?
His accent was bad.
Okay.
I took everything as a whole. I wasn't at the command level, so I couldn't tell you exactly what happened up there. As far as I think, he did a decent job at it.
Well, it's the film is Patriots Day. It opens here now. And then opens around the country in January. And I mentioned this earlier, but I do want to thank the Mark Wahlberg, his whole team, for choosing the Greg Hill Foundation as a beneficiary when it comes to their donation to charities with regard to the profits from this film. And I think that's a really, really cool thing.
Excellent.
That they did.
Yeah, really great.
And it's really, I think it's, you know, because a lot of people were asking, all right, how much money are they going to make on this? And I believe they chose, Dick, you might or might not know this, but I believe they chose 22 charities to support. Is that right?
I'm not sure how many it was, to be honest. I was really happy that your charity was picked because Greg, you and the whole team, you made an effort to come help me and my family and just form friendships that'll last forever. So when I saw that you all were included, if there's one really good thing that comes out of this, it's that Greg Hill Foundation is included as one of the charities and beneficiaries of the campaign.
Don't forget the part when Gronk and I came to visit you and he wanted to bring he wanted to bring the nurse strippers in.
Ixnay on that? Come on. Why are you trying to make his day more difficult? And everybody go give blood. Go donate blood. It's a very important thing. I got my appointment coming up for Double Reds next week. Go make an appointment. Give blood.
You're the best.
What did you think of Mark Wahlberg's hair last night?
You know what? I'm jealous because mine's thinning, and if I could grow a head of hair like that, I would do it in a heartbeat.
I hear you. I'm with you, Dick.
All right, Dick. Merry Christmas to you and your lovely wife and the whole family, all right?
Thanks so much, Greg. Merry Christmas, and take care, guys.
Yeah, all right. We'll see you soon.
All right. That is Dick Donahue, MBTA police officer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.